Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. Kirk is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the president of Story Worldwide, which is an international messaging community building firm. In the old days, we probably would have called it an ad agency, but they're so much more than that. They really are a 21st century version of those. And his book is called Thinking Inside the Box. He's also an award-winning journalist. He's had many hats. He's reinvented himself a few times, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his experience and his wisdom, and he's our good friend. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Kirk, one of the things that you and I have been talking about is how to make social media, which you know how much that's stuck in my throat. I don't even like saying that term.
I'm with you.
But for businesses, and I think you brought some research with you, I think, that'll prove my point. I prefer to call it online customer community building. But for to make it easy, to how social media can be relevant to small businesses. And you found some research recently that you turned me on to that I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about.
Well, I would love to talk to you about it. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, what it showed was the because I have it here. I thought I had it closer by, but it showed the that small business owners were not really as adopting social media as much as a lot of people would think.
Well, I think it's a shame. And I remember sending you the report because I wanted you to talk about it, because I really think that your audience can benefit enormously from so-called social media, which you and I agree should be called community building or just plain media.
But how much do you think? Here's the numbers, folks. I have it right here. U.S. small business executives who believe social media networks are helpful for lead generation. This is in August, folks. It's a Citibank report. And the question was, is social media networking helpful for lead generation, for driving business? 63% said not helpful at all. Now, don't we need to overlay on this, Kirk, the fact that probably, let's remember that 50% of small business owners don't even have websites.
Right.
So I mean you've got to dilute this 63% to some degree, don't you, with how many people are actually, I mean, probably some people said it's not helping because they're not even doing it.
Small businesses have been lagging terribly in the conversion to non-traditional media. And as the entire world moves online, as the penetration rates of online begin to surpass the penetration rates, if you could, you know,
right,
for TV and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not having a website is like not having a sign in your front window.
Or a phone.
Exactly.
Or unlocking your door.
Actually, you're better off without a phone. If you had to make the choice, you should have a website.
He only has his tongue somewhat in his cheek there, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, with Google Voice, you hardly need a phone. With Skype, you don't need one at all.
Good point.
So,
go ahead.
No, frankly, Jim, I think any small business person who isn't taking full advantage of social media and other online tools is absolutely nuts.
Well, and let me tell you I'm going to give you two words, folks, that are it's the two-word reason why every small business from the shoe shop to the dry cleaners to the pizzeria to whatever company, I mean, how small can I get, to the home-based business, I don't care, I'm going to tell you two words that are the reason why you must have a website, no matter how small you are. Local search.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Which is the fastest growing part of search, and the whole move to what is called hyper-local content. And just to quickly define that, that means content that is relevant, you know, not just to my city, but to my block,
yeah,
my neighborhood,
exactly.
My rural route.
And that's only going to get more granular, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it is also, if you read some of the most interesting stuff being written about the way in which media as a whole is changing, right? I mean, we're witnessing this total collapse.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to don't lose that. I want you to pick up on that when we come back after these messages. We've got to sell some stuff, folks. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here is the Atlanta Rhythm section to take us out.
Move to New York, New York's fine, but it ain't.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Drifter is bringing us back there. One of the classics from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm kind of a classic from the Wayback Machine too. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's only 12 years old, but it is 12 years old, which is doesn't make it an original website, but it makes it one of the pioneers.
Sure
and
does.
So if you'll check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and don't forget Twitter, that young pup that went behind the ears website, Twitter. If you want to check it out, I'm at Jim Blassingame there. That's Kirk Chaffetz, folks, who you heard piping in there a little bit. Kirk's our good friend and the author of Thinking Inside the Box, the president of Story Worldwide. You know, for somebody with a 12-year-old website, Kirk, it's preposterous to me that for $19.99 a year, you can claim and register a URL that becomes your property, basically. And for nothing, actually, for no money, if you want to, you could go build a basic website that could be that with $100 worth of consulting from a 15-year-old kid. You could have enough SEO, search engine optimization, on it that if you had a pizza parlor and somebody was within 10 miles of you and they were looking for pizza in your town, pizza in Allentown or pizza in Boise or whatever, your website would pop up.
Absolutely. And I, by the way, think you're overpaying that 15-year-old kid, but we could talk about that later.
You might get it for a Snickers bar or something.
give him a slice.
Yeah. So,
not to get technical, but I've been recommending to people lately. I am extremely impressed now with WordPress, which is various versions of which are essentially free software.
Yep.
And WordPress, for everybody out there who may not know, is essentially blog software.
Mm-hmm.
But all that means is that it is dead easy to set up a WordPress site that will host any kind of content.
It just happens to be handy for a blog, but I know many people who their blog is their website.
Absolutely. And as we do more and more so-called social media for bigger and bigger clients, and we're currently working with two great brands, Dodge and Ram, on social media, and have been live, what I call social casting events for them, and doing some other exciting stuff. But you begin to see, we're working, by the way, almost exclusively with the WordPress software online.
Very interesting.
And what's great about this is that there are so-called plugins. These are easy little add-on modules that you can host a community off a WordPress site.
And now you're building your own online customer community.
Absolutely. And you can tie in. People could, let's say you are that pizza place in somewhere New Jersey or Alabama, and you throw up this WordPress site and you write your first post about what fabulous pizza you have, and then you post your menu, and then you allow people to tie in to your site through what's called an RSS feed. Now, that means that on their Google homepage or Yahoo homepage or whatever their homepage is, that if you then run a special, let's say, so your next blog post is, it's a buck off Friday night.
Right.
On a large pie. Now, everybody in your neighborhood who has been your customer and has been interested enough to link into that site, that's going to show up on their homepage.
Right.
They are pulling your advertising for free to a screen that gets all of their attention. Now, what could be more miraculous?
And folks, this is what I'm talking about. Kirk has just beautifully described, in a way that I probably never have, what I mean when I talk about online building online customer communities. And another component would be where somebody says, you know what, Kirk, I don't think I want to put your RSS on my website, but here's my email. I do want to hear when you got that buck off on Friday night.
Absolutely. And
so the same button that you push to send out to the RSS also sends an email to them or a text to them.
Yeah, or how about, again, it's so easy to tie in Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is now, I believe, the fifth largest country in the world, if it were a country. Just so everybody could understand the scale of this, it's right behind the United States of America at 300 million occupants.
Wow.
And growing. It's probably bigger than the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
by now. This was, 2 weeks ago. So everybody, literally, is on there. And as long as you're doing that WordPress site, now you can also create for free, everybody, costs you nothing, a Facebook fan page for Roger's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in your neighborhood can become a fan of yours on Facebook, and you can add a Twitter page, and you can link Twitter and Facebook so that when you tweet about the Buck Off Friday Night Pizza Special, it also appears on your fan page on Facebook, and people can share it with all of their friends. They can plan parties online.
And this is, folks, what he's talking about is driving business to you. This is a perfect example of you taking, Kirk, what I've been saying to them all year long is, I know things are tough, but don't forget, somebody's buying what you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. And the best way to make that happen is what Kirk just talked about. Get some excitement going. Build a community around what you sell. And, folks, if I could give you one big idea that you would take and run with, it would be the big idea of communities. It's huge, and it is your future, I promise you. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. We'll be right back.
At Administaff.com for the chance to win $100,000 for your business.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. He's president of Story Worldwide. Kirk, tell us about Story.
Story Worldwide is a content-focused, multi-platform marketing machine that serves mostly Fortune 500 and FTSE 50 clients around the world.
You are a true 21st century firm. I mean, you're every fiber of your being. For one thing, you were formed in the 21st century.
We were,
but your approach, even though you were very successful in the 20th century, you didn't bring any 20th century baggage to this company, and that's one of the things I think is what I'm sure your clients like about you. And this is one of the things that I think people like you and I have to talk to our small business owners about, Kirk, and that's, bringing the fundamentals that we will never do without that came from the 21st century into the 20th century into the 21st century.
Well, I was gonna
without the baggage.
Yeah, we obviously bring, as you said in your very overly kind introduction of me, Jim, I was a journalist, and I am a writer.
Award-winning journalist.
I'm all, well, thank you, and I am all about telling stories mostly in simple, clear fashion so people can understand the plot and what happened. And those are, you know, arguably 40,000-year-old, skills that the human race developed early and has been working on slowly but surely for millennia. Those things are never going to go away, and your ability to tell your own story is always going to be absolutely critical, hence the name of the agency, Story
Worldwide. But isn't that 40-something-thousand-year-old concept was about stories, but it was also about dialogue. And didn't we lose the dialogue in the 20th century, and isn't that back? And isn't that why small business owners are going to claim the 21st century?
Well, I absolutely think so. And what I say to clients is this really simple. You and I have talked about it before. This is the ultimate democratization of the ability to publish.
Yep.
And, you know, in the old days, the princes and the potentates and the high priests controlled publishing.
They called it binding and loosing. They had the power of binding and loosing.
Absolutely. And then it just became rich people and big corporations, mm-hmm. the Hearsts of the world and so on. And now the house of cards that we call traditional media is falling down around us because their power to publish is no longer exclusive to them. In mm-hmm. fact, that 15-year-old kid you were going to overpay to help
yeah.
with search engine optimization can now, on the right day with the right idea, command a much bigger audience than NBC ever could.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it every day. And every small business owner in the world has that power. Anybody with an internet connection and a cheap laptop can be a global publisher. And all you want to be, if you're a small business owner, is a neighborhood publisher.
Right.
You've got more power than you need, and it's all for free. And now, all of a sudden, instead of having to pay NBC $150,000 for 30 seconds of prime time, you can command a bigger, more relevant audience than that for absolutely nothing. And that's why I say, if you don't go for that, you are absolutely crazy.
Well, and well said, Kirk. And I'm glad you said all that, because, folks, the thing is this is not to say that advertising and marketing is no longer effective or valuable, or will it not be used in the future? Of course, it will be. It will just be two of the multiple tools that you will use, right, Kirk?
Absolutely.
I mean, I still say this. I've been saying this a long time, Kirk. For within 5 years, there won't be any job in America called Vice President of Marketing. It'll be Vice President of Communities.
I think that is true. And I'm with you in spirit. I'm not sure what the job title will be, but I think you and I agree on what the duties will
What they will be required. But then one last thing, Kirk, before we go. Folks, you don't have to conquer this world. You just have to engage it. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't have to be one of the top three websites in the universe.
Right.
You can be website number
4,327,269 and sell all the pizza you could ever hope to sell.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kirk, thanks so much for being here. Great job today.
Thank you very much.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. That's storyworldwide.com. Is that right, Kirk?
That's it.
Corey, storyworldwide.com. His book is called Thinking Inside the Box. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.